We love you, and we look forward to these moments that we will spend together as church family. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. I invite you to rise and join us in worship. We are not here this morning to mindlessly sing songs or let the sermon go in one ear and out the other, but we are here this morning to encounter the living God, and so may that be our hearts as we worship him. Psalm 27:4 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple."
Psalm 84:1 and 2 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God."
Sing hallelujah until
just want to lift up some prayers to him, expressing your longing for him and expressing the reasons that you desire to be with him. Jesus, our souls thirst for you. Lord, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Glorious thought.
Yes, Jesus, we trust in you and we praise you because of your blessings, because of the fact that we are satisfied in your presence and in your presence alone. Amen.
Now you won't fail me now.
choose to praise your name this morning and every day because you alone are worthy. We praise you, Lord, in the good times and in the bad times, because no matter what we are facing, the fact does not change that you are good and you are always good. And so, Lord, we give you our attention. We give you our minds and our hearts, Lord, and we ask that you would speak clearly to us this morning, that we would be blessed with a fresh encounter with your Spirit, Lord, and that we would be forever changed by your presence this morning. So speak to us through your word, Lord, and just allow it to change us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. If you have a Bible, before you are seated, if you would remain standing, just in honor of the reading of God's word, open to Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 24. We will be looking at verses 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. Jesus continues speaking about the kingdom of God through parables and says this. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Verse 36. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated, and as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth